Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55, an evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast, and then Wednesdays at 6:45 we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
This time, Nina Payrod is going to come, and she is going to bless our hearts with a special.
Is there something in your heart between you and the Lord? Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that He will not forgive. Bring it to the cross. Let it die so you can live. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain and memory stained in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the got you battered and bound, struggling for strength. Do you long to lay it down? Don't take another step, just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take His nail-scarred hand. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Just nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood.
Let's praise God. He is the God of forever. Let's praise Him.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For He is good. He is above all things. His love endures forever. So sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty arms, His love endures forever.
great that we serve a God that never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we do worship and glorify our Lord.
Welcome John and Nelda Flanagan as they sing for us.
I don't have to fight my battles. God takes good care of them. He puts me across the rivers that I could never swim. He seems to go before me. Oh, he tries me now and then. But he always has the battle won before I enter in. I used to sit and worry over what might be. Wonder what on earth I'd do should it happen to me. I'd get prepared for combat. Oh, I'd wrestle, swing, and sweat. And soon be all defeated over what's not happened yet. Now my whole life's a battle, a different one each day. But I found the Lord could win them if I'd stay out of his way. I used to try to fight them when this I did not know. But found the harder I would fight, the bigger they would grow. I don't have to fight my battles. God takes good care of them. He puts me across the rivers that I could never swim. He seems to go before me. Oh, he tries me now and then. But he always has the battle won before I enter in. Now this brings me to thinking of something that I read about one final battle, and this is what it said. We'll all return from glory on white horses with the Lord. You watch, he'll have the battle won before I draw my sword. I don't have to fight my battles. Thank you, brother.
I love our morning services. I love the new songs. I love the praise songs. I love the energy that's in them. But I also still have great love for these old songs as well. Lyndall, you do a wonderful job of blending for us. So let's have our audience stand on this song. What do you got?
We're going to be hymn number 196. It's I Will Sing the Wondrous Story.
I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. Through his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
On the third.
I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
On the last.
He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
Be seated. I have a skit. I think my people are in position, all right. Our actors are Lauren and Brad, and in just a moment they'll go into the skit for us. We had a different soul winning skit lined up with David and Gary and Frank, but Brother Frank is under the weather, been texting with him today, and wouldn't be able to be here today due to that. So we decided just to postpone that. And I've asked Lauren and Brad to just kind of step in here at the last minute with something that they really didn't have time to prepare, but they're good sports, and they're going to do this for the pastor, and a skit that kind of occurred to me in the car a while ago. And let me just tell you, before we go into it, Lauren is the heroine, and Brad is the villain. And now they'll present at this time.
I am so glad I took that pepper spray class on Saturday. Someone just tried to mess with me. I love this market. It is so neat. Ooh, that is too cute and too expensive. What do we got over here? Ooh, I like that. That's neat, too. Oh, I like that. Who is that?
Since this is radio and not television, for the benefit of our listening audience, about this time, Brad appears as the villain with a mask on.
Stop! Stay right there! Stay there! Don't come any closer! I got something in here.
At this point, Lauren is frantically looking through her purse, digging down in her purse, trying to find that pepper spray that she took that course on how to use.
Oh, I was looking for that.
Lauren is tossing all kind of things out of her purse, one thing after another, frantically trying to find the pepper spray. Lauren finally finds the pepper spray and gives the villain a quick spray, and away he goes.
Next time, I'm going to be better prepared.
Now, Brad, I want you to join me up here just for a minute, all right? Now, the reason we'd had them do that and how that developed was after church, Jean, my wife Jean, and Brother David and Gary and I were just standing there talking. And Brad, Jean was saying how much she enjoyed that skit. I mean, the deal yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We got pictures of that.
Oh, do we? All right. Well, she had a good time. And she said, and I'm going to keep mine handy where I can get it. Well, David being a bit of a ham and Gary being a bit of a ham and Pastor, I popped off and said, well, if you have it down in your purse, you'd never find it. You might as well hit them with your purse. And that's what got it all going. And then David said, yes, wait, hold it. And he started playing like he was looking, and Gary did. And we got to thinking about that. Do you teach that as part of the course? Talk a minute about that.
Well, we've got a couple things. One, it's not going to be any good if you don't have it with you. So we stress you have to have it with you, and you have to be in a position where when you need to use it, it's accessible. So that's one important part, having it with you to be accessible. Another thing, you need to know how to use it. You can have it with you, but if you don't know how to use it, then it's still not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, have it with you, have it accessible.
And know how to use it.
And know how to use it.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask this audience. In fact, Brad, grab a mic. David, grab a mic. Lyndall, you've got a mic, I think. I want to ask this audience, can anybody in the audience think how this skit and what Brad has said relates to our topic of soul winning and witnessing? Do I see a hand anywhere in the audience? Brother David, I see you.
I think the Lord says be ready at all times to give, you might say to give an account of your relationship with Christ, or be able to witness, or be able to be ready to say
okay.
something.
Okay, preparedness is yes. what you're, all right. Anybody else have one? Brother Carl down here.
Also, you need to know what scriptures to tell him. If they do ask questions, how can I be saved?
Yeah, we got to know how to use this, don't we?
Yes.
Carl, you're saying if I don't know where it is, I can't find it. If I don't know how to use it. Brother Ed.
Just planning and practicing, too.
Okay, Brother Kyle back here.
Well, just thinking, like, you have to have it with you. You have to know Christ to share Christ.
You can't share what you don't have, can you? Very good point. Anybody else? Barbara down here.
If you keep your salvation to yourself, you're not going to help anybody.
Amen.
And even if you don't know the scriptures, you can tell them what happened in your life.
Well, that's very good. You can share your testimony, and you can always have that ready. Brother Lindell.
Well, we got to be careful not to clutter the gospel down. If you notice, her purse was completely cluttered. She couldn't get to her spray. If we clutter the gospel down, we're not being effective with it.
Very good. Now, she pulled out, Lindell, Brother Lindell, didn't Lauren do that good, by the way?
Yes.
But she pulled out several things that wouldn't do it, and she threw that away. So you're saying we need to not be cluttered up with a lot of other stuff, get to the point. In other words, I think Sheila back here.
And you have to be ready to teach it to others once you know how to use it, once you have it, your kids, so they can know how to tell others.
It's valuable, useful. You want to share it with other people so they also can do this, don't we? When you're witnessing, you want to get on task here. Back here, yes.
I think also the importance of the moment. You may only get one shot. May have only had one shot.
1 Peter 3:15. Brother Lindell, would you read that for us, brother?
but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
So it goes back to what several said. Brother David started it off. Brother Kyle went to it too. You have to have the Lord in your heart. You have to be saved. And then you have to have that readiness, that Amen. Preparedness. And you ought to have, now this is simple, but it's important. You ought to have at least a few basic scriptures that you either have memorized or marked, or you have them printed on a card, or you have them in your billfold. You have some way to get to them. Let's go, Amy, to 2 Timothy chapter 5, and we'll begin in verse 14. Now, somebody says, oh, that's too hard. No, I believe a child can do it. We have some children here and some young people here tonight who are soul winners, witnesses themselves. And I want to tell you that even a child can learn a few basic scriptures that they could give and share. 2 Timothy, Brother Lindell, I want to read through verse 17. And everybody focus on the screen. And Brother Lindell, would you give us a reading, please? 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. And our point, as Lindell reads it to us, I want you to focus on the fact that these are things that you don't have to be an adult. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to, it's not rocket science. It's just salvation. It's pretty simple when you get down to it. So let's really meditate. And Amy, we want to go through verse 17. Brother Lindell.
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
Now, we're going to look at verse 16 and 17 first, and then back at verse 14 and 15. Verse 16 says, how much scripture, Lindell, is inspired?
All.
So, therefore, all of God's word is good, and all of God's word is seed. We all know that. But as Brother David was pointing out, some of it is meat for the mature, and some of it is milk for the babe or seed for the sowing to win a soul to Christ. And we need to discern that. So while all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and these other things, and God in verse 17 will give you everything you need, you're truly furnished, you have everything you need to get the job done. But let's go back now and focus on verse 14 and 15. And Brother Lynn will give me verse 14 and everybody meditating.
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Now somebody has taught you, if you're a Christian, somebody has shared these scriptures with you. And it says, continue in the things which you have learned. That implies investment activity in learning. You take a single scripture. Somebody says, well, you know, I really can't do that, Pastor. You've asking me to, I haven't learned those things. I just can't learn. I don't care who you are, how young you are, how old you are. If you'd take some 3x5 card, write out a scripture that you think would be one you'd like to use. And if for a week or a month or 6 months or a year, you had to read that scripture over and over and over and over, there'll come a day when you can say what's on that card without looking at that card. Now, that would be true of most people, some rare exceptions, perhaps like your pastor who doesn't have a memory. But for most people, that's functional, and that'll work. And so you can learn enough, just basic stuff, where you could share a scripture with somebody, just very elementary stuff. And then verse 15, Lindell, and here's where we get the idea of a child.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
Now, some people say children can't be saved, but the Bible says that a child can know the scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So even a child can memorize some very basic elementary scriptures that they can use in witnessing and in sharing Christ. Another method that I've seen a lot of folks use is they'll take and in the front of their Bible, they'll write some scriptures down. And then they'll go and they'll read those scriptures over and over and over. Repetition is the art of learning. And somebody says, well, I can't quote any scripture. Well, wouldn't it be nice if before you died you could quote at least one? I've seen people get a tract. I personally have led a number of people to the Lord using a tract. I'd say, you know, here's a little pamphlet that I've been reading. We were talking last week about icebreakers. You know, I went through several icebreakers. Well, I've numbers of times I've done this very method. I've said, you know, I've got this little pamphlet that I've been reading. Can I share that with you? And if you've got time to set a minute, you say, let's walk through that together. Can you mind if we discuss that a little bit? You know, that says here that, and you give the scripture, and maybe you can't memorize it, but you got it right in front of you, and they're reading it with you, and you're reading it with them. The key is sowing the seed of the Word of God. Yes. And so I want to thank Lauren and Brad. I think they gave us an illustration. You got to have it. You got to have it with you. You got to have the knowledge. You got to know how to use it. I hope that discussion was beneficial. On the broadcast today, we've been talking about obeying the Great Commission, going out and being witnesses as Christians. You see, the Lord gave us a command. It's a great commission. It's in Matthew 28, but it's also the great command by our great commander. And he said that we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And of course, the gospel is the good news of redemption and forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. It's the greatest story ever told. The story of how a Savior loved us so much that He came to this earth, went to an old rugged cross, and died for our sins, and then conquered death, hell, and the grave, and rose again the third day. You know, a witness simply testifies to what they know. If you're ever called in a court of law to be a witness, you're not to make up anything or fabricate anything. You're simply to tell the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. And we're simply to go out and tell that wonderful story, the true story of the redemption that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And His Holy Spirit will be with the believer as the believer is witnessing. The Holy Spirit is in the believer, working through the believer. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 that you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And of course, the Holy Spirit came with endowment and power at Pentecost. And every believer is indwelt by the Holy Spirit and is to be filled with the Holy Spirit and overflowing with the joy of the Lord and the witness of the testimony of Jesus. When Jesus was on earth, of course, He won many souls to Himself personally. He preached the gospel Himself and saved many souls while He was here on earth. And even today, He's now working in and through believers. Again, when you're saved, Christ comes to live in your heart, and then He testifies in you and through you to others. And He manifests His love and His grace. And that's what witnessing really is. You know, when Jesus was on earth and walked among men and interacted with men, He had such a wonderful way about Him. For example, there's a wonderful story in John chapter 4 how He dealt with a woman at a well one day. And that woman apparently was an outcast. She didn't seem to have very many friends. It seems that she came at an hour when no one else was there and probably was something of a loner and had made mistakes in her life. And yet Jesus met with her and shared with her His love and His grace. Listen as Rosie sings a great song about that woman at the well and how she came to know the Lord.
I've heard them tell the story of the woman at the well, how Jesus knew about her and the life to which she fell. How with vessels she expected to draw water from within. How He cleansed her with His water and forgave her of her sin. you see. From me there flows a fountain free for everyone to dream. I give life that's everlasting. On this you can depend. Whosoever drinks this water shall not ever thirst again. Now I've got living water flowing through my soul. Water free for all who thirst. It can't be bought or sold. And it gives me peace more than my tongue can tell. Just to know I draw water from the well. Now I came oh so thirsty to the well. Now all I do is tip my cup and Jesus keeps it full.
You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.